We walked across the square. It was dark, and all around the square were the lights from the cafes under the arcades. We walked across the gravel under the trees to the hotel. They went upstairs, and I stopped to speak with Montoya. "Well, how did you like the bulls?" he asked. "Good, they were nice bulls." "They're all right," Montoya shook his head, "but they're not too good." "What didn't you like about them?" "I don't know. They just didn't give me the feeling that they were so good." "I know what you mean. They're all right." "Yes, they're all right." "How did your friends like them?"
"Fine."
"Good," Montoya said. I went upstairs. Bill was in his room, standing on the balcony looking out at the square. I stood beside him. "Where's Cohn?"
"Upstairs in his room."
"How does he feel?"
"Like hell, naturally. Mike was awful. He's terrible when he's tight."
"He wasn't so tight."
"The hell he wasn't. I know what we had before we came to the cafe."
"He sobered up afterward."
"Good. He was terrible. I don't like Cohn, God knows, and I think it was a silly trick for him to go down to San Sebastian, but nobody has any business to talk like Mike."
"How'd you like the bulls?"
"Grand, it's grand, the way they bring them out."
"Tomorrow come the Miuras."
"When does the fiesta start?"
"Day after tomorrow."
"We've got to keep Mike from getting so tight. That kind of stuff is terrible."
"We'd better get cleaned up for supper."
"Yes, that will be a pleasant meal, won't it?"
As a matter of fact, supper was a pleasant meal. Brett wore a black sleeveless evening dress. She looked quite beautiful. Mike acted as though nothing had happened. I had to go up and bring Robert Cohn down. He was reserved and formal, and his face was still taut and sallow, but he cheered up finally. He could not stop looking at Brett. It seemed to make him happy. It must have been pleasant for him to see her looking so lovely and know he had been away with her and that everyone knew it. They could not take that away from him. Bill was very funny. So was Michael. They were good together. It was like certain dinners I remember from the war. There was much wine, an ignored tension, and a feeling of things coming that you could not prevent happening. Under the wine, I lost the disgusted feeling and was happy. It seemed they were all such nice people.